a vacation. What an absolutely splendid idea.
LoJ's Travel Tuesday. Vacay news and notes for you.
We should take a trip.
Let's do it, Lori. Okay, so I know we have been talking about the Olympics being in Paris this year and to avoid it, but I didn't know this.
Not everyone wants to avoid it, but it's
July 26th through August 11th, okay?
You'll know it if you've tried to go there.
Okay, so the opening, listen to what the opening ceremony is. Do you guys know this?
No.
They're going to be held along the river. Is it the Seine?
The Seine.
Seine. Mm. With each national delegation on its own boat. They're going to have a boat parade down the Seine that'll cover 3.7 miles.
Yeah.
Accumulating at the iconic Trocadero. Events are going to sell out early, but I think that would be something to see. I think that sounds lovely for an opening ceremony. Something different than going into a big arena.
Well,
doesn't that sound cool?
The thing is that people, you have so much, you have the left and the right bank, lower and upper Seine in some points. So the amount of people that will be able to view it
is
will
huge.
Be quite 3.7
miles. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, when now people will go and set up their spots, but you know, at some like south of Notre Dame, you know, there's like it levels off and there's all these places for people to dance along the Seine and they have bands and stuff and they've got little boats that are also cocktail bar. I mean, they might be making all of those things move. There'd be a lot of room for people to see. Plus, you have terraces.
Kind of sounds beautiful.
I mean, they'd be crazy not to figure out a creative, wonderful way to use the Seine. It's what everybody thinks of when you think of Paris. You think of the Seine, the Eiffel Tower, and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're I totally agree.
And then the Tour de France is starting in Italy for the first time this year. So their dates are June 29th through July 21st. Okay. But because of all the activities setting up for the Olympics around Paris, they're not going to start, you know.
Yeah.
I think I don't know that they're going to end there, but there's a new map.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If people want to know about it. But I came across something today, Lori.
What?
I was just looking at destinations that you and I have loved.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Newport Beach, Rhode Island.
Yes.
And why Newport Beach, Rhode Island, is that it's so close to Boston and Providence. It's only 44-minute car ride if you fly into Providence. It's an hour. Let me just see. It's an hour and a half if we drive from Boston because we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
And on Newport Beach, you can go see all these sailing regattas. But one of the most magical things I thought is the ability to tour all the summer cottages of
the mansions.
The mansion. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called Mansion Row. And it's really, you can walk it on the sand in the back. I don't know anymore. I mean, it's been forever since we've been there. But that's really that's a cool destination where you can get to it. And it's pretty expensive to stay there. But you're only 44 minutes from Providence, an hour and a half from Boston in a drive to get in and out of there. I just love that place.
Well, Park Point has made the news again.
Oh, what's going on there?
Well, Travel and Leisure, wonderful travel magazine. They did their 25 best beaches in the USA list.
Wow.
And Park Point made the list. Here's how the publication describes Park Point Beach. In Minnesota, you go big or you go home. Located on Lake Superior, the largest freshwater lake in the world, Park Point Beach, is the world's longest freshwater sandbar, which is true.
It's true, yes.
The beautiful beach and its waves have the feel of an ocean locale.
They really do.
It offers great views of Duluth and Lake Superior and is known for its spectacular sunrises. A nearby playground, barbecue grills, and a ball field are all popular with visitors. Leash dogs are also welcome.
It is, you know.
It is. And it the is. Opposite, on the opposite side Wisconsin, Mox and Mike.
Yes, that's where my
Wisconsin Point. That's also very beautiful. But
Mom
this,
loved that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Park Point in the news for all the good reasons. Other USA beaches.
Yes.
Oak Street Beach in Chicago.
Love.
Which is really good. And they've got beach clubs that you can pay a little thing to Glass Beach in Port Townsend, Washington.
I have
Shannon,
no,
if she's listening,
no
she's
idea.
Probably been there. Harris Beach, Oregon.
No.
Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Yes.
How about, do you like Pope Beach in Lake Tahoe?
I have never been to Lake Tahoe.
All right.
It's supposed
put
to
put that on the list.
It's Polk?
Pope.
Oh, Pope. Okay.
Of course, good old Coronado Beach in San Diego, Grant.
Grant, I'm sure you were there.
Plenty of times. That's a good. Black's Beach was one that was always a little fun. There was always a little more fun. That's up by La Jolla. Black's Beach was
right.
Yeah. I always found San Diego an interesting place to travel and could never really figure it out.
Yeah. La Jolla. I mean, it's because there's so many. It's because there's like four different beaches. You got La Jolla, Mission Beach, Pacific Beach, and Ocean Beach, and it's just kind of all
they roll into each other. It's like the other way in L.A., Manhattan Beach, or Marina Del Rey.
But I feel like it's more chopped up in San Diego because La Jolla is on the cliffs, and then it goes.
We got a lot of bays. There's also the bays in there. Mm-hmm. That kind of Mission Bay, which kind of throws you off a little bit to get. It feels like you're going all over the globe to get to what seems like it should be just a north-south situation.
That's what I feel like. It's discombobulated beaching.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm with you. But they're great beaches.
Another beach that made Santa Monica Beach. Nice. Made it. And well, it is beautiful.
I mean, we hung out there as kids.
Carmel Beach at Carmel by the Sea. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where Elki Beach is in Seattle, but it's A-L-K-I. I'm sure it's indigenous and not short for anything else. You know what I mean? Elki, but I don't know where that is in Seattle. And then good old Coney Island Beach made it.
I've never been.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. That'd be fun. Yeah. I still think Coney Island would be good.
Yeah, I've never been. I would love that.
No, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And Santa Monica Beach is fun because all the rides. You know, Santa Cruz has a nice beach.
Didn't make the list.
And they have rides too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gulf Shores Public Beach, Alabama made it. Little Redneck Riviera, as they call it.
People like that area, though.
Yeah.
And Sun Country flies there.
That's also a good reason. Mm-hmm. A lot of condos, a lot of golf
excursions and things like
and
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Sun Country has always flown in there because there was never any other way to get into that airport.
Right.
You always had to fly into like Pensacola or
Something different. Yeah. I just have a couple flight things that are on. If you sign up for Sun Country Airlines, you know, flight deals, you get it every Tuesday in your inbox. MSP to Vancouver on May 16th is from $99 one way. I mean, to go to Vancouver, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
MSP to San Diego, Grant, the 30th of April from $69 one way.
Wow.
I know. And MSP to L.A., on the 11th of May is just $69.
Hello.
So those are, you know, once you add on a bag, if you're going to check a bag, you get up there a little bit, but still.
Buy yourself one of those good bags that you can get a lot into.
Well, that's what I'm curious because I'm going to Portugal for 11 days and I have my old Tumi.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if I just drag that thing all over.
Well, do a practice pack.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you do a practice pack.
You
have to force yourself to do it.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah, you know, I'll have plenty of time.
You'll have plenty of time to practice pack. I've been practice packing for New Orleans, getting my festival gear together.
And very would you important. Pack just a carry-on or would you check?
I'm on Sun Country. I don't want to pay the extra fee. Yeah. Or I probably paid to have I'm the checking above. It overhead.
Yeah, yeah. You probably did.
Because I got a smaller suitcase.
You did.
A pink one.
Well, that's I might new. Have to look at it.
Yeah,
but you don't want me to drag a cute thing all over Europe.
Yeah, it's going to get all banged up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Random Thoughts. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Chan Hessen Dinner Theaters. And we love that place, Lori,
I was just on Facebook and saw a friend of mine with his buddy and their two wives going to see this. He's never did I think that I would, you know, like, because he was like, oh, she liked Carol King and he liked other stuff. But he was like, what a nostalgic, fun show. I knew all the music. It was so, so good. And he
so
just kind of went along.
Going, yeah.
You know, because the wife wanted to go or the husband wanted to go, but people are enjoying it because it's that good.
It is that good, you guys. You have to go see Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Also at the Chan, they have, they do always do great tribute concerts. They have Gladys Knight coming up, Paul McCartney and Wings, Seals and Croft, the Carpenters. And if you want to laugh, Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret is there as well, with shows every weekend. Chad Esten Dinner Theater, always entertaining you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for the book recommendations. We got a couple more. One that we loved, Snowflower and the Secret Fan by... what is it, Linda C? I mean, I died when I read that book. That is such a good book. Mm-hmm. And The Brilliant Life of Eudora Honeysett by Annie Lyons. And this is by an English writer, and it's supposed to be moving, delightful, touching, and everything. So that's another one.
The Life of Pi was another book.
I never read that one.
Oh, you didn't?
It just
That was a movie. Yeah, the movie.
The thought of reading about a lion and Aunt Marlene loved that book.
Loved that book.
A lion traveling across the sea in the boat. I just couldn't get into myself to read that one.
Yeah, it was good. I read it on the beach in Mexico. Vivid. Hmm. In a day bed in one day.
Of course you did.
And looking at the ocean, which was ironic.
If you have to read a book overnight, do you finish it? I mean, like, do you make sure it's done in a day, or do you let some carry over to the next day?
Well, like The Women. Me 2 days.
That took me 2 days, too. I couldn't put that down.
That book took you guys only 2 days? I mean, it's an amazing book.
I read half of it on the flight to Mexico.
If you're somewhere where you can read uninhibited time.
Beyond.
You can't put that book down.
It's beyond.
I love it. I wish
okay,
I had
so big news for brides who had signed up to have their brides and grooms. Who are going to be going to the Circle B in Isanti.
Oh, you got an update on this?
Yeah, well, it's just the most horrible thing in the world.
What's going on?
The wedding venue shut down suddenly.
Right. Yeah.
They are not giving refunds. The couple that owns it also owns this place in Woodbury called the Historic Ferber Farm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's in Cottage Grove. And they own both.
Yeah.
And they like shut down overnight, not giving people's money back.
Both places or just the one?
No, just the one. They're not returning phone calls.
I heard that. Yeah, it's not good.
They're not doing anything. And people are like, my God, I have a wedding there on May 5th or whatever. May 4th. And so people in the community are trying to help them out.
Oh.
But this is, I remember during COVID, this happened to someone we knew who put a down payment on...
a place that went out of business.
On a place and on the food person, the caterers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was just, you really just...
That's,
bride
that's
beware.
Yeah.
And I think if Hopefully. You're, you know, I just, this couple, Wayne and Angie Butt is their name. They're... People are pissed at those two butts.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of fresh, right? So hopefully there's something that they'll come up with here. I mean, didn't this just break today?
But who closes it down and stops communication when you have people flying in from out of town? I mean, imagine.
I know. Maybe. We don't know their story.
Maybe they got behind on payments.
Payments, but they're not returning.
They should have put a statement out there. Who knows? Maybe they're working on it right now. No. Maybe they just had bad timing. I'm just trying to think of
I think it seemed sudden.
Yeah, very sudden.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the other one still open, why?
I don't know.
That's the weird thing.
I didn't have time to look into that, but all I'm just going to say is, oh dear.
Oh dear, exactly.
Oh dear, bread and beer. I have a new word for you. If you use, if you spell a swear word and use the @ sign or use the $ sign or spell it kind of funny and use characters instead of letters in swear word, it's called a Grawlix.
Oh, that's actually something cool.
Grawlix. Mm-hmm. If you just want to outsmart somebody at the dinner table.
How do you spell that? How do you spell
that? Grawlix.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you inform people that you know that that's what it is, you're going to be Cliff Clavin and immediately pegged as kind of, you know.
It's a little known fact.
It's a little known fact. That's it, Grant. Okay. Only preface it like that.
It's a little known fact.
If you're going to use that word, at least tip your hat to that.
Yeah, give it a little clip. You got to do Clavinism for sure.
Okay, so last summer, not even a year ago, Maui's
Lahaina fire happened in July.
Yes, it did.
Wow, that was a year ago.
And Oprah Winfrey and The Rock opened up a fund, and they each put up $10 million apiece, and people were so pissed that you're asking other people to donate money when you've got all the money in the world.
It was a place for people wanting to help.
Exactly. Yeah. But they caught a lot of flack.
Yeah, I remember
that. Apparently, that fund has $60 million in it, and probably 50 to 55% of it is The Rock and Oprah's money.
Yeah.
Aww.
So they did get
stepping up.
20,000 individuals made small contributions, but no one like those two. So,
well, nothing is being built over there. It's just a damn mess.
What are they?
And the mayor of
Maui,
Lahaina, or
whatever,
is like in big trouble. There was just a lot of just sloppy.
Oh, when the whole thing went down, didn't he blame it on the sirens?
Yeah,
that they didn't
go off,
do the sirens. And, I mean, people are still living in tents. It's bad.
Wow.
I don't know how the Aloha spirit for. I mean, 7,000 people lived in Lahaina.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and not one thing has been
fixed yet, huh?
Nothing. I mean, people are living in tents.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, but it is also at a local government fault, too.
Yes, it sounds like it. Yes, it sounds like it. Okay, just to follow up, last year, remember when we had on the gals from Semple Mansion? Because they were hosting the Pawn Stars Do America for 2 days.
Yeah.
Remember, they were in studio.
Yeah.
They were so fun.
Yes.
So anyway, we have the date when the two episodes are going to air.
Oh yeah, and
they're going to be on the same night.
A whole year later.
Yeah. Well, it was just last
summer.
The end of the summer.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. No. I almost went down to this.
Yeah.
Because I love this show. When are they going to air? And
it's Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
On Wednesday, May 1st, on the History Channel at 7 p.m. And some of the things that with local ties were they had a VIP gift box from a Prince concert at Paisley Park, a soccer ball signed by Minnesota United, a dress worn by Judy Garland, a Purple People Eater jersey. Let's see, a commemorative T-shirt. You'll like this, from the year Kirby Puckett was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yep.
They also got a Grateful Dead cookie jar to a 1941 Lincoln Continental used in The Godfather. So a mixture of everything.
Wow, that is
so
cool.
That's May 1st. If you want to watch that, maybe you'll see someone that you know on it.
I'll be tuning in for sure.
Okay, this is just a random, not like the other randoms, but a random in its own category. How much did we love Phil Hartman?
Loved him.
How much did we love his TV show and went on SNL?
Mm-hmm. Oh, News Radio was fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Before he became famous, he designed cover art for albums for America and Poco.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I feel like he should be a vintage.
I'm saving this one, and I had one for you yesterday. I've got two ideas
for
tomorrow.
His wife was from
here.
His wife killed him. And she's from Minnesota, correct?
That's right.
And she killed him.
Yeah, she killed him. Yeah.
He was a funny one.
Lost too soon, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there we go. When we come back, we will be catching you up on so much stuff. It's so exciting. Yeah. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skincare Clinic. They have two locations. One's in Golden Valley and one's in Maple Grove. And we're huge fans of the Hydrafacial, of course.
Yes, we are.
And of the red light that comes with it.
And the Botox.
And the Botox. And Also, you know, I had a major laser treatment going really deep, trying to get some things going.
Similar to what we would call the celebrity peel with kinda the double like lasers.
Yeah. But if you want to schedule a BBL, you know, gets rid of sun damage, age spots, fine lines, and wrinkles, especially on the neck and chest and face. Mm-hmm. Check that out because there's specials always going on. And we just love this. We love going here. I feel like I am, really, the people who work there listen to you. They know what they're doing. You're just getting good work done. MPLSskin.com. Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
People, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. I just got a text, Lori. We have some very, very, very exciting news coming.
What's that?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
it's a
tease.
It's going to be a big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you get this from?
I'm not even going to tell you.
Oh, you can't just drop that.
Yeah, I can't drop that. Oh. What kind of BS is this? Oh.
Big BS.
You are leaving us hanging.
I am.
All right.
But let's go across the pond, shall we?
I thank you. I feel like my favorite soap opera is back with a new episode.
And
with what we have going on, we haven't spoken about the fakakta tomfoolery that has happened between Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace, the British people, and the people in general since March 22nd when Kate sat down for her video.
I don't believe it's been that long.
It's March 22nd.
Oh God, the people
that
listening.
Was the cancer announcement video. That was the last day that we've talked about it, Julia.
And we've been all cleansed, and here we're going to go back.
Why do I feel like my favorite soap opera is back with a new episode? Because this morning we wake up, it's Prince Louis' sixth birthday.
Yes.
And there's no photo of him in the morning. The British, they've always released a photo in the morning of the kid whose birthday it is. This has been tradition, okay? It's posted in the morning. What do we get? Then there starts to be slight rumblings like, what? Prince Louis doesn't get a special thing? In the afternoon, we get a picture from Kensington Palace. What is the little kid wearing? The same shirt he's wearing in the Franken photo. Photoshop mess. It's under a sweater.
Yeah.
And they make the claim that Kate has recently taken this photo. And now people are going, isn't it strange that the only one of the kids we've actually seen since Christmas of 23 is little George, who went to a football match with his dad. And where is Kate? You know, really, we can't count any. Remember Kensington Palace, you guys. Was all kinds of news organizations said they were looking back at all their stuff. It was not a trusted source.
Isn't that wild?
Anyway, that's.
He's really cute in the picture.
Oh, very, yeah. Very cute. Now there's so accusations of Franken photoshopping here. And why is he wearing the same shirt and the other Franken photo of Kate and her kids that the palace still insists that William took and Kate edited? And then we still have the funny, funky video at the Windsor cheese shop where a woman clearly who wasn't Kate was walking with William. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just wonder where she really is and what's happened to her.
Having treatments for her cancer.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying no one's verified anything about anything. And now we get this thing. Louis doesn't get the picture out, you know, in the morning as is tradition. And then why is he wearing the same shirt?
He likes it.
No, I don't know. I don't believe Kate took this photo. I don't believe anything about anything. They have a history of fabricated stories, pictures. I feel like the soap opera has been on hiatus, but I'm just really feel like it's back with a new episode with these few things happening. Just with this photo, mm-hmm. which we posted.
Well,
he looks so much like his brother.
He's so cute.
He's yeah. adorable.
He's so cute, Lori.
But I mean, look at the hands on that photo. There's something wonky happening. And it seems wonky to me. He's wearing the same check shirt. Just saying. And he's on a picnic blanket in the grass.
Oh,
you know.
Dear.
I know.
Raises your eyebrows for sure.
Doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
I would agree.
We don't want the soap opera to be back with a new episode, no. but there's part of me that doesn't trust William. That's really what it gets down to.
I'm guessing that.
In this soap opera.
All right.
Anyway.
There we go.
But it's the first thing we've had since Kensington Palace blamed the Princess of Wales for cobbling together that Franken photo. Don't forget, they threw her under the bus.
Yes, they did.
The woman with cancer.
Well, that's
and William couldn't even be bothered to sit down next to her. I mean, that picture led Reuters, AP, CNN, AFP, and Getty issuing kill orders on that photo. And it's just strange, you know, that they just went with another photo just from Kate. Like, if you don't, you know, I don't know, if you...
I don't know who's on first.
I don't know either.
No, I think that's the problem over yeah. there is yes. no one's driving anything and people aren't talking. And then, like you said, we barely see Prince Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, things might be more serious.
Yeah. And then that old royal hose bag, Angela Levin, she tried to spill a story that Kate had donated a kidney and that's why she'd been... not seen in public.
Have you seen, come on, have you yeah. seen the Andrew movie, the movie about Andrew? Scoop?
No, not yet.
It is so good.
I heard it's so good.
It's Scoop. It is so good. And yeah. you will understand the arrogance.
Yeah, arrogance of that family.
And naivete of that family.
But it's the arrogance of it.
But it was of even, everybody. But it was about the worker there too. It was about their people they employ yeah. over there. I mean, it was really, that was just... I know it was a movie, but it was a very interesting...
Well, it was based on Emily yeah. Matlin's book and everything.
From the BBC. That is a great movie to watch. And it's quick and it's good.
Yeah, and hard Scoop. To believe that's Rufus Sewell playing Prince
yeah,
Andrew.
He's so great.
He had to really put on... Because he's the handsome man in Diplomat.
I love Diplomat.
You know?
We love Diplomat.
And Andrew is not an attractive man. No, I mean, maybe he was
maybe
back
he would
in the
be
day.
If he lost 40 pounds. He's overweight.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good on him.
And then Rebel Wilson in her book, I guess, has a good story.
About an
Have
orgy.
You started
no.
reading that?
No, I'm flirting with RuPaul right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And, you know.
She said that she was once invited to an orgy. There was going to be cocaine. Mm-hmm. She was at the party in Southern California. She said he's 15th or 20th in line to the British throne.
Right.
And it was a last minute invite in 2014. More girls were needed at a flashy medieval shindig hosted at the home of a U.S. tech billionaire outside of Los Angeles. I thought to myself, Rebel writes, mm-hmm. what a great place to find a possible new boyfriend.
Yeah.
She didn't know at the time it was an orgy. She thought it was a costume party.
Can you imagine that, though?
She wore a buxom.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, she wore a buxom damsel outfit complete with cone hat, and it was just insane. And there were acrobats, men on horses, jousting, and a swimming pool full of women dressed in mermaids. And she saw the British royal mingling about while... cocaine was being passed around on trays. And she said, I kept trying to hike up my boobs because I thought, well, that's my best asset.
Yeah.
And She thought at first when the cocaine got passed around, she was seeing things because there was a big fireworks display and it was so right over their heads. She thought she was seeing things. And then the British royal told her, oh, this is for the orgy for later. And that's when she decided to get out of there. But I wanted to say it's Prince Andrew, but it's the wrong age.
It is.
And I believe it's a royal called Freddie Windsor.
All right. Good old Freddie.
And who is Freddie Windsor, you ask? Do you care?
Why not?
I'm going to hear.
Yeah, well, I have to quickly go. Lord Frederick Windsor, and he's 53rd in line to the throne. And he's 45 years old. So it's
more age appropriate.
It is more age appropriate.
I'm laughing.
And he's married to a British actress by the name of Sophie Winkleman. And just looking at him, I see cocaine eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you describe a cocaine eye for your average listener? Just popping out of your head?
A little wide-eyed?
Yeah, I don't know. He just seems like he'd be up for that by looking at him.
You're so funny.
And she's now.
And, you know, you'd be lazy as hell at being 53rd in line. You've got nothing to lose. Yeah.
Nothing. Lazy, nothing. But this party also, she said it was so far out that they had rooms for everybody to stay in.
Yeah, so she just escaped to her room.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for her.
Sounds like her book sounds very dishy. And this is just what we know about.
Yeah.
I just haven't got there.
Yeah, if you're listening, I think you can read a nonfiction book and a fiction book at the same time.
I'm doing them both.
You can read a memoir and another book at the same time.
But my other book is very technical.
Yeah, I don't like reading two fictional books at the same time.
No, I've got, the ultra-processed people book.
Oh, what's that?
I told you, the study of how people have manufactured our food.
Why are you reading that terrible book?
Because I'm trying to eat better.
Oh, Julia, just someone eat told things me, of the earth and you'll be
someone
fine.
Someone told me to read it and I bought it.
Your sister?
No. You're
shocked.
So funny. No, but she does preach. Preach on organics. My sister's an organic preacher.
Yeah.
But it's all right. You've preached me on the purple sweet potatoes at Trader Joe's.
I just suggested it.
Preach.
To you.
Preach.
Preach. Preach it. All right, when we come back, it is time to Hollywood Speak.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, what is the meaning of this? Jon Bon Jovi is doing interviews because he's got his four-part documentary that's going to be coming out.
Yes.
And he, in an interview with The Independent, he was asked about, he married his high school sweetheart,
yes,
basically.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
And he met her in 1980. And he told The Independent, well, there are all of these wonderful cliches of rock stardom. It's about never lying about having been a saint, but not being a fool enough to mess up the home life either.
So somewhere in there is the truth that maybe he had some dalliances, but I don't know. What does that mean? You Hollywood speak that.
Well, I think that she knows that he's
maybe had
been
some
unfaithful on the road.
A little bit, yeah.
He sang about it and Bed of Roses, I feel like he didn't name check the mistress, but he talked about having a mistress one place and her at home. I think that they're crazy about each other.
Yeah, I do too.
But I think that he also was lucky enough to find someone who wasn't going to be a deal breaker.
Got it. They're
and not gonna, she wasn't going to quiz him about a tour and maybe things that might have happened, especially when they were younger. Because I'm sure, you know, you got to kind of know if you're going to be married to a rocker.
Faithfulness. I don't think you even know what you know because you met in high school and you start, you know, I don't even know.
Yeah, but, all right. You know.
All right.
She would know. And, you know, I think if he did have any mistresses on the side, if anybody was long enough to be called a mistress and not just a one night stand, he did not promise anybody anything and had him sign an NDA.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Now, Ross Rayla.
Yes.
Well, this was unexpected. He found out through the grapevine.
Music critic and critic from the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
That's right.
Husband of Patrick Richardson.
And yes, husband
lovely,
of Patrick.
Lovely yep. husband.
Ross's 2022 Bon Jovi concert review is quoted in...
The Bon Jovi documentary. Yeah, I love cool. it. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Big, someone pointed it out to him, and apparently, you know, the review was honest. It wasn't attacking, but John, I think, got upset about this particular review.
Oh, I know
review.
He did.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I'm excited to see this. Did it drop yet, the documentary?
I don't think so. I think it's May. I think it's maybe next week.
I don't know.
Week.
I don't know. Grant, can you check
what
when
was
it
that?
Drops? The when documentary, John Bon Jovi.
There was a caller just now that was saying that he had an affair with Diane Lane, John Bon Jovi.
Oh.
There's articles all over that happened, but I'll get this documentary date right here.
I wonder.
Here.
There was always a rumor about somebody in Minnesota, specifically in the Brainerd area. Was like
that's what I always thought.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Diane Lane. All right,
April 26th. It comes out on Hulu. So that means the end of this
Friday.
Week. Yeah,
Friday.
End of this week.
And Diane Lane was married to
Josh Brolin.
Yes.
So thank you to the My Talker who just gave us that little tip.
All right,
that's some vintage gossip.
I'm putting it
in
here.
I don't even remember that.
I don't know that one either. Diane Lane plus John Bon Jovi, his son, B-O-N-G.
Okay, good. Can we get back to Hollywood speaking?
Yes,
and
I've got one for you.
All right, well, give me one.
Oh, there's pictures of these two together.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Wait, they must have done a music video. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had some passion.
Well, maybe they had a music video.
They're
fling.
Very young.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, are they young.
A showmance while making the video.
Yes.
That's like 1983.
He had so much hair.
Page 6, 2010, why John Bon Jovi dumped Diane Lane.
Yeah, well, because he was married.
Exactly.
No details. That's a very... Now, that's an easier Hollywood speak.
Right.
Okay, here's this one. Is J-Lo's career tanking because she and Ben Affleck always look so miserable?
No.
So a brand expert believes that she's losing her popularity because people see her too often looking grumpy. We want her to be a normal person. There's been a lot of talk about it's tanking, how she had to cut back shows on this concert tour. No one watched her.
Yeah.
This Is Me Now.
Mansion.
And a brand expert, the same one, said it all started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime.
Here's
where
what
she
I'm
griped
gonna,
about having
to... Here's what I'm going to say to this brand expert. Everybody's jumping on J-Lo. She's got a new trailer out for a movie. The Met Gala's happening in a couple weeks.
I love her.
Yeah, I think it's like this, people jumping on J-Lo bashing is almost like kind of, you know, it's become like just a thing to do, because she sounded so out of touch giving the interviews for This Is Me Now. Her documentary, those two things coming out together was too much J-Lo. It made people's heads explode. And then the album was so crappy, there was only one good song. Can't Get Enough. That
now
was
how,
good
maybe she should have had 31 songs, so you could have had more to choose from.
No, she could, no. She should have put
out...
Grant,
you missed it yesterday.
Yeah.
I bet.
Lori doesn't like a double album.
I don't like a double LP.
Yeah, well,
they do tend you? To...
No, because a lot of the times back in the day, especially, we would get those interludes in them, and it would just be a 30-second conversation, or, you know, you'd have a lot of just nonsense in between. It's too long. It's too long.
You guys are so funny.
I'm with you.
You're so funny.
Give me 13, 14 songs. We're good.
Lisa Vanderpump was asked about Kyle Richards by Parade magazine.
This is the most wild headline, because Parade printed this. Parade magazine, the Sunday insert, printed this headline.
Yeah, well, they don't have a Sunday insert anymore. It's just online parade
magazine.
Oh, they
don't insert it anymore?
No.
I used to love that.
I know.
I did.
Parade asked Lisa Vanderpump about Kyle Richards and should she be frank about whether or not she's having a romance with Morgan Wade. And Lisa said, quote unquote, she personally does not want to know who is munching on anything. The Hollywood speak on that is the 70s called, and they'd like their homophobic slur back.
That's
Lisa
what
Vanderpump.
I could not believe she said this and that they printed it.
Well, the person didn't know the old lesbian phrase,
you
know. You
would think, you'd hope they would know.
For her to say that, I was dying.
I really thought Lisa is still bitter about all of that. And I do think the 70s would like that homophobic slur back.
No kidding. I almost died when I saw it.
Well, a young editor was not aware of...
And might have lost his job, yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know if they would have lost their job. No. I mean...
But it was in bold face. It was big and bold.
Right. And it made me believe that whoever did the... You know, they're like, is not familiar...
But even the editor, the copy editor who writes headlines...
Nobody's over 35.
I guess. I guess that's the Hollywood speak.
That's the Hollywood speak on that.
It's old enough.
Okay, Anne Hathaway... doing an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, and she was asked about, you know, something that was considered normal in the early 2000s that now, what do we know better now? And she brought up the example. She said, well, I was asked to kiss 10 guys for a chemistry read for a movie. I was told we have 10 guys coming in today, your cast. Are you excited to make out with all of them? And I thought, is there something wrong with me? Because I wasn't excited at all. I thought it sounded gross, and I was so young and terribly aware how easy it was to lose everything by being labeled difficult. So I just pretended I was excited and got on with it. And if that isn't the truthful part of the thing right there.
10 a day.
Just pretend that you were excited and get on with it, even though that seems hard to believe. That they would bring in 10 different guys and film her kissing them in front of everybody.
Oh, all right. We've got something else.
Yeah.
Jon Bon Jovi didn't get married in 1989. Supposedly, he and Dorothea were broken up for a time when he dated Diane Lane in 1985. Thank you, Stacy, for the historical deep cut.
The historical reference on Vintage Gossip.
Yes, we appreciate that, Stacy.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. So there.
Yeah. So they didn't get married till he met her in 1980, but they didn't get married till in their
20s. Oh, there you go.
And then boom, boom, boom. I think
they have four children. Yeah. One of them is going to be in town for the Bon Jovi's. He and his dad make this amazing rosé, apparently.
All right.
We'll be hearing about Jesse Bon Jovi at a later date.
Okay. And Tom Selleck says he's never sent his own email or sent his own text.
Love it.
I love it. And he's got a flip phone. We'll be back.